because the COVID virus changes your DNA sometimes and how your DNA responds from that moment on.
This is the Supernaturals podcast by Hair Scripts. I am your host, Bevy Hines. And on this podcast, we are talking to dermatologists, trichologists, and other healthcare practitioners about how to release the inner baddie in you, okay? Our goal is to get every woman to boost her confidence by showing her how she can reverse her age, regrow her hair, and of course, have glowing skin. So if this is you and you got friends and sister girls and all them other people, share, subscribe, follow us on YouTube, find us on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, where all podcasts are heard, played, whatever, however way we say it, and join the hair loss community. All right, it's called thehairscripts.com. Click the link down below for more info. Get you a scalp evaluation and find out what type of hair loss you are experiencing today. Ciao. Hey, Supernaturals, it is your girl, Bevy, okay? Founder of Hair Scripts, the platform that is connecting you if you're experiencing hair loss to dermatologists, trichologists, and other healthcare practitioners. I'm connecting you to them for treatment and support, okay? Over 50% of women are experiencing hair loss before the age of 40. So child, if that is you, you do not have to suffer alone. Anyway, welcome back to Supernaturals. It's been a while. This is our second season. And apparently you guys liked it, so we're back, okay? And I am really excited to have today's guest because she's opening the season. And I mean, what a great way to open the season with none other than certified trichologist LaRon Quarles. And LaRon is the founder, okay, and practitioner of the Hair Loss Center of New Jersey. Is that in Montclair, New Jersey, by the way?
As a matter of fact, that's one of my satellite locations where I'm at 4 Wednesdays out of every month. So that's the satellite location, but I'm in Atlantic County, New Jersey.
Atlantic County, New Jersey. So all my East Coast, Northeast girls, okay? If you need a specialist, if you're looking for someone who can help you evaluate your hair loss, check her out, okay? Hey baddies, it's your girl Bevy with Hair Scripts, and I have some great news. If you are experiencing hair loss, meaning it's shedding, it's thinning, you have bald spots, it's breaking, you don't know what the problem is and you don't know how to treat it and how to fix it, do me a favor and go to thehairscripts.com. Go to our website, the link is down below, and use our scalp evaluation tool where you can upload up to 6 photos of your scalp and your problem area. And one of our Hair Scripts hair loss experts will get back to you, not only with a full evaluation, but a treatment plan on how you can personally regrow your hair back based on your hair growth concerns. But that's not all. You'll also get product recommendations that are going to be better for you and not for your neighbor, okay? So personalized hair care, girl, that's where it's at. And if that's not good and that's not reason enough for you to go, it's free, okay? Don't say and tell you. Bye. So we're gonna talk about today's topic, but before we go into today's topic, which is COVID and hair loss, how is COVID associated with hair loss? I wanna know more about LaRon. I wanna know more about what she does, who she helps, and how did she get to this point? So LaRon, really quickly, if you could tell us who you are, and exactly what I just asked, you know, how did you get to this point? What is your distance travel to becoming a trichologist?
Well, as if you didn't know it, as evidenced by this whole head full of gray hair, I'm going on 53.
We didn't know.
I've been a hairstylist since 1987. I got licensed in 1988. I went through the vocational school program in high school. So I've been a hairstylist 33, 34 years. And after you've been in a business as long as someone like myself has been, you know, you're styling mothers, grandmothers, their children, their great-grandchildren, their grandchildren. So you see things. And you see things in cycles, and it dawns on you, what is going on? What is this? And then sometimes you see some of the same repeating patterns in mothers, grandmothers, granddaughters, grandchildren, or, you know, brothers, fathers. So as I spent more and more time being a hairstylist, it occurred to me that I needed to do a little bit more research because something wasn't connecting. I was finding that my clients were losing hair, and I had no real reason to give them other than say, oh, you need to stop stressing, you need to take some vitamins. But I mean, I didn't know what it was, and trichology kind of fell into my lap by accident.
Okay, so let me ask you this really quickly, because you said you've helped generations. You've been doing, you know, generational hair, the grandma, the daughter, the daughter's daughter, and so on. So you said you start to see some things. What are some of those things that you were seeing, and what are the patterns that you were seeing from doing people's hair for a long time?
Well, I didn't have the pleasure of coming out of beauty school where I was really taught how to do Caucasian type hair. And I say Caucasian type hair because the hair is fine, it's much more limp, and it doesn't stand on its own, and it's not overly curly like African American or African descent individuals. So I spent most of my career styling African American or Caribbean or anyone with an African background. So what I see tends to run in families. So when I say that, when I see that the grandmother had high blood pressure, cholesterol, she's wearing a wig. Then I see the mom, she gets a little older, she gets high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes. Then the kids, and I'm like, okay, I know this child is gonna start being a diabetic because, you know, most of us in families, we eat what our grandmothers made, our moms made us eat certain things. So then we all eat the same things, even though it may not be right for us, we eat it, or it's not prepared properly. And some of the same things happen in families because it's just generational. So that's what I mean when I see some of the same repeating things in families. And conversely with men, some men, not all, you know, everyone always says, oh, it's genetic, I got it from my father or whatever. Right. Sometimes I'll see that the father, I mean, because I cut and I fade, I style fathers, I'll color them. Then their sons, when they get a little older, I'm like, oh, wow. So yeah, it just, you know, it landed in my lap quite by accident because I just kept seeing the same stuff because I've been a hairstylist for so long.
Wow. You know, I find it very interesting what you said, and I just want to reiterate because you said, listen, you were styling their hair when they were young, everything seemed fine, and as they continued aging, that's when you started seeing, obviously, the hair loss that was associated to some type of health condition, and now everybody's wearing a wig. And so your goal, what is your mission right now as a trichologist?
It's funny because I don't ask the Lord for much. I don't ask him to be rich. I don't need to be making $100,000, you know, a month. That's not even my goal. My goal is really to serve my community. Mm-hmm. And I have a big head, but if I can just reach one person per day, that's 365 people a year. Everything that I say is not going to resonate and ring true with each and every person because you're not ready. The student has to be ready for the teacher to appear. Mm-hmm. But there's one person that's listening that's like, oh, that's me. Oh, I need to do that. Maybe I'll give her a call. So my whole goal is to help my clients get back to eating naturally, living more naturally, getting off of medication, trying to cook more at home, preparing your own foods, exercising, stressing less. My goal is just to get my people healthier because what many people fail to understand is if you're not healthy, you will not have healthy hair. Never.
Let me ask you this question. Why hair? You know, why just not talk to them about just being healthy? What do you think that they care enough? I mean, because you would just assume some people are like, look, I'm just gonna slap a wig on and just keep it moving.
Well, in contrary to popular belief, you know, 20, 30 years ago, trichology was not even heard of. No one even heard of that term. So it's becoming more popular now. Natural hair has become more popular over the last 20 and 30 years. So you know, things change, they shift, and you never know, we might go back to being relaxed again in the next 20, 30
years. We're starting to see that trend. Mm-hmm.
Yes, so everyone's living more healthier, following Dr. Sebi there. Oh, all of a sudden, you know, I'm gluten-free. So everyone's trying to be a bit more healthier. So it takes a while to get people to shift and shift their whole mind thinking to, oh, okay, I need to be healthier. And that is the same thing with hair as well, because not everyone wants to wear a wig. I'm gonna go down fighting. I'm gonna tell everybody, look, you don't want to wear a wig, let's do the absolute most and best that we can possibly do to make sure you do not have to wear a wig. Because my market is women who are between ages 35 to 60, who are menopausal, who are going on high blood pressure medication, cholesterol, diabetes, because body processes change. And 9 times out of 10, they don't really want to wear the wig, but you know, they don't know anything else. So that's what I aim to do, is just help one person a day.
Right. You're doing a great job because, I mean, I've seen a lot of your content on Instagram and I was floored by a lot of the success rates that you have. And I want to go into this topic, but I need to know, what are you, LaRon Crawls, doing at, you know, SBL Hair Loss? What are you doing?
As a matter of fact, my days are split here. I take Wednesdays to visit my satellite locations. I just opened up in Wilmington, Delaware as well.
Congrats. So
when I get enough of a response, I will close the booking off. I'll be in Wilmington one day, or I'll be in Montclair the other Wednesday. So every Wednesday of the month, I'm in my satellite locations, but then 3 days a week, I serve my clients here in Atlantic County, New Jersey, with trichology services, whether they're getting scalp treatments, detoxifying treatments, consultations, you know, weight loss information. I do that here. And then the other 3 days I'm styling. Like after I finish with this today, I'll be styling from 12 to 5. So, you know, I got to make it happen. I got a daughter in college. I can't afford to sit around.
Right. Well, congratulations on the satellites. It's sad because obviously you're doing well because a lot of people have hair loss, hair conditions. And I'm glad that they're finding, seeking help and not just slapping some olive oil on their scalp. So let's jump into this topic really quickly, because COVID is a hot topic, is a hot button topic. And like I've said before, my audience, if you guys don't know, is 25 to 35. So, you know, I guess I'm the auntie and I'm okay. I wear it proudly. Okay. I'm the big sister that's giving y'all advice on how not to lose hair like I did. Okay. But that's neither here nor there today. But so COVID may not be necessarily the biggest topic within that community. But as far as what's going on in the world, I want to talk about how COVID relates to hair loss. Like, how does, is that really a thing? Because sometimes you'll hear it and you're like, yeah, okay, now y'all reaching. Y'all just trying to get some views. So please talk to me about that.
Well, I will say this, if I can begin with the problem that I have when I'm educating my community and I'm talking to people is your hair starts with good health. So anytime you're not in good health, hair fall can occur. What happens with COVID is hair is prematurely pushed into the telogen phase. So you have the growth phase, you have the temporary resting phase, which is about a week or two, depending on the person. Then you have the fallout phase. The fallout phase, from growth to fallout phase, happens naturally, you know, as a process of growing. We keep growing. We develop new cells. We want to keep those cells in play. But when something happens to alter that cycle or accelerate it prematurely, that's what will happen with COVID. You will experience something that's called telogen effluvium. And telogen effluvium is just the process, the extreme process of hair fall out. It's happening at a rapid rate in hair. It's not being replenished very quickly because it's being converted too soon. So you have an abundance of hair coming out after what we call a febrile event, which is the sickness or the fever or the virus taking shape into your body. Mm-hmm. You will see hair fall occurring 2 to 3 months after you had COVID. So while I spent my time at home during the COVID event, because they shut us down here like everyone else, for right. About days. And I had a slurry of people. Once I figured out what I was going to do, I was like, oh, wow, I can't go to work. Well, what am I supposed to do now? Right. But amazingly, I jumped on a lot of webinars. Everybody was like, just educate from home, you know, do Zooms at home. So I just started doing more Zooms with my clients at home. I was like, if anyone needs me, I'm here. I got an abundance of calls saying, oh, I had COVID in November, December. They didn't know what it was. Now it's, you know, December, January, February, now my hair is falling out. So even after we got back in the salon, after March, I had people from November, December, December, January, January, February, experiencing hair loss 2 to 3 months after having COVID.
Wait, so let me stop you. I'm actually glad that you brought that up, because again, it's one thing to hear about something on the news, or like you read an article that says COVID-19 is related to hair loss or has caused hair loss. But you're saying, as a certified trichologist, that in your hair loss clinics, you are seeing an upswing and uptake in women coming in because they've experienced hair loss after they've been diagnosed with COVID.
Yes.
So it's definitely a thing, and there's tangible evidence. You're seeing it in your clinic. So now, how do you go about treating those women who are coming in saying this is a result of COVID? Or do they even know? Let's take a step back. Do they know that it's a result of COVID? How do you make the correlation?
Well, usually people don't really associate the two. Offhandedly, someone will say, oh, as I speak to them during the Zoom, I like to pre-qualify some of my clients and I'll say, have you been sick lately? Have you been going through, like you said, you want to talk about stress and stress-related hair loss. Have you gone through a stressful incident? Did you lose your job as a result of this shutdown? Have you started a new diet? Did you get sick? And they'll say, oh, well, I had COVID. And I'm like, well, that's it right there. You had COVID. And I'll say most of the time, you have to just get through this season. Your hair will replenish itself. It's just because of that sickness, you are now losing hair. And they'll say, well, it keeps coming out. Well, what am I supposed to do now? There's really nothing you can do except for fortifying your body. And as a trichologist, I'm very big on detoxifying. So okay. If you have residual immune system issues, you've experienced COVID, I always try to let my clients know you need to really just fortify your body. Try to detoxify anything out of your liver that may be still held there. You know, make sure you take your probiotics to protect your immune system and your gut. Take all of your vitamin C, your zinc, and wait it out, because you can't accelerate that growth process any quicker. You just have to give your body a chance to get over it. So I tell everyone, your hair will replenish itself as a result of this event. It's just going to take some time. Also, if you spend time in a hospital, and some of my clients have, they were in the hospital for other things. And so they may have gotten interstitial lung issues as a result of having inflammatory problems. If they were diabetic, they wound up in the hospital and had COVID. Anything that they gave you in the hospital can also accelerate how long you're going to have that hair loss, because you were sick on top of having COVID. So your hair loss and your period, your season may extend for a while. So that's my hardest thing, is telling everyone you have to wait it out. It will replace itself. It will stop. Gotta give it time.
So there's so much I want to unpack. There's a lot I want to unpack. Okay. So let's go all the way back to you saying that COVID and any stressful events accelerate something called telogen effluvium. Telogen is shedding, which is natural, a natural part of the hair growth cycle, right?
The telogen phase, yes, is natural, but the effluvium is not.
The effluvium is not. And the effluvium is what?
Extreme fallout.
Extreme fallout. Okay. So for those of you, let me just say it again for you in the back. Okay. Telogen, so shedding, hair shedding is natural. Okay. Yes. But excessive shedding isn't. So how do you differentiate the two? How can you tell when it's regular shedding and when it's telogen effluvium?
As trichologists or dermatologists, we have what is called, and I brought this here just so you can see this. I just took it out. We will use what's called a dermoscope, and we'll put, you know, the hair on a dermoscope and we'll view it. And the hairs, if the client has the presence of mind to make an appointment, come in and let us do our evaluations, we can differentiate whether your hair is falling out in the anagen phase or the telogen phase, because the hair bulb will look markedly different. If the hair is falling out in the telogen phase, it will have a club shape and it will kind of be kind of square as it falls out. So we identify it first by looking at the hairs under a dermoscope.
You've given me more tea. Okay. Because this is, number one, the first time I've ever heard of this. And I love when I'm learning something for the new time, because I'm like the geek in me is activated. So now, can you show me the device again? What is it called?
It's called a dermoscope. They come in many different flavors. This is one. This is an indigo viewer scope.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the dermoscope, are you looking at the follicle? Are you placing that on the scalp, or are you looking at the hair strand itself?
Both. If someone remotely even mentions that they may have had COVID, we start with what is called a modified pull test or modified wash test. So at that time, we're, you know, going like this to the client's hair. I don't have no hair over here, so I can't do it. So we're going like this to the client's hair and we're pulling it out in our hands, and then we're laying it down on our, you know, our little glass sheet that we sit it under the microscope, and we're looking at how the hair looks under the scope. And if we have a bulb intact, we'll look at that bulb to see how the shape is, because if the shape is very, very narrow, the hair actually fell out in the anagen phase because it didn't have time to form, or it can fall out in the telogen phase and the shape of that follicle will look different.
So what does it mean if it falls out in the anagen phase?
Then there's something else in play. It could be just some sort of systemic illness or sickness. Your hair can fall in the anagen phase, in that growth phase, due to things like a cancer, poisoning. There are so many reasons why the hair will not be able to reproduce in the anagen phase, because you're cutting it short in that growth phase. So anything that has grown, it will just fall out as a result of something that has stricken your body.
I'm trying to figure out where to go because I have so many questions. Hold on. Let me slow down, okay? Because this is the overthinking Olympics over here. I'm a Virgo. Okay. So before we go into, well, what do you do next, right? So you determine that it's falling in the anagen phase versus the telogen phase, right? Mm-hmm. Let's hold that thought.
Yes.
If I'm just at home, I'm not a trichologist and I don't have... what's that called?
The dermoscope.
Mm-hmm. I don't have that. How do I know if my shedding is just, this is the natural shedding, the natural course of shedding versus this is telogen effluvium?
Okay.
Nah, girl, something's wrong.
Okay. I tell all my clients, because I'll get the nervous ninnies, the one who have the paralysis banalysis, and they'll say, oh, I have 5 hairs in my hand. My hair is falling out. Your hair is not falling out, baby. It's not falling out. 50 to 100 hairs per day are supposed mm-hmm. to fall out naturally if you're combing your hair every day.
Okay.
So I preface that by saying, you know, many of our ladies, we have protective styles, one like mine, where we're not combing our hair every single day. So if you happen to have your hair out, you wear blown out, or you do wash and go styles, if you have more than 100 hairs, more than 100, I mean, that's like a whole clump full in your hand.
Okay.
Something is wrong.
But so more than 100 is a clump full. So this much.
Yeah. If you have that per day, and I'll say yes. And if that's happening every single day, I also preface this by saying you have to go back and look in your life to see what has happened over the past few months, because something may have precluded this event because you're having this hair fall now. That's usually the separator. The event that helps to tie in, is it an effluvium? You determine how much hair you have, because just because you have hair on your hand doesn't mean it's an telogen effluvium or telogen effluvium.
Right. So let's talk about that. Let's pause because let's talk about braid takedown, right? Mm-hmm. We all seen the videos on YouTube when women are taking down their braids that they had in for 3 months and they have about, okay, a whole haystack of hair.
Mm-hmm.
If my braids are in for 3 months and I have this much hair and they're just like, oh, it's natural. It's not. How can you tell? How can I tell if, well, there was something going on at this time, but I don't know because I'm taking down my braids 3 months later, which is every day worth of 100.
Mm-hmm.
How do I even know?
I tell everyone, if you had your hair style in for 90 days, you have to multiply 90 times 100. That's 9,000 hair. That's a lot of hair.
What does that look like?
It can look like a lot. Especially, you know, I've worn weaves and braids and everything for forever.
So then there's nothing I can't be concerned with that. If
Yes, you can.
Okay.
Everyone, they'll say, oh, my hair's falling out. Your hair's not falling out. What I'll say to my clients is, if you knew you were sick or you had a stressful event, you lost your job, think about that first. Just go back in your history and look. With my hairstyling clients, I'm always on them. I'm nosy. I don't have a choice, really. I'm just asking how they've been doing, because I know, oh no, girl, you was on this medication, you got a new medication, you started this, your kids went to college, so you had all that to deal with, you just got back in school, you was home with the kids, so I already know they've been going through things. When I take down their weed, the concerning issue for me is, have they lost over half of the density of their hair?
You
see your scalp in something.
Let's talk about that, because I'm telling you, there's so many places to go. I'm trying to catch it all, y'all. I'm trying to catch them all like Pokemon for y'all. So let's talk about the density, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm sure you may have some tools in your practice that can really determine density, right, of hair. Yes. But again, for the naked eye, I'm at home and I took down my braids and my life is just naturally stressful. Okay, mm-hmm. Let's say for me, I have 3 small kids at home, but 4 kids in total.
Mm-hmm.
And life is just naturally stressful. So we've identified that I'm already dealing with some stuff. And for me, hormonal imbalance is one of those.
Yes.
But how do I know? Now I took down my stuff and I'm just like, oh, that's normal. It's been 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But how can I tell the density test? What's the density test that I could do at home?
Number one, if you have spots, clean like your skin in an area, that's one issue. Mm-hmm. That's not normal. You're supposed to have hair from front to back.
Mm-hmm.
If you've lost a total volume of hair from front to back or from ear to ear, you know, okay, my hair was never this thin. something systemic has forced you to have this.
It's going
to
actually feel thinner. It's going to feel thinner.
Yes. And you will know something is not right because you like have no hair. There is a difference.
So when you take down your braids and you have a whole bunch of shedding, but it still feels the same like it always has. It's just like, oh, that was just all that shedding from all that time. Mm-hmm. But if you take down your braids and it's like, hold up, why does it feel so limp? Like, why it feels so light?
Right.
This is something to be concerned about.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm at home doing this with my naked eye. What's my next step if there's something to be concerned about?
I always tell everyone when they do call with those basic concerns, because a lot of my phone calls are, I think my hair's falling out. And I'll say, well, why? What has occurred to make you even think that this is happening? Then I have to convince them, no, that's normal. But they'll say, oh, no, no, my hair was never like this. And they'll part their hair and I'll see, yes, like the part is this.
And you'll do this over a Zoom call.
Yes.
So by the way, guys, you heard that. You can call her with a concern. Is this a free evaluation?
Uh-huh, 15 minutes, yes.
15-minute free evaluation. You can, something's wrong, and she'll read it for you.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying, if you're concerned. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's evidenced by like part size. I do want to, hopefully if you give me the chance, I'll expound on that a little bit later. Part size, if your part is very, very wide, and it usually should not be that wide, or you've had earlier pictures, or like I said, the hair density test, and you're like, oh, wow, something is wrong. Then that's my question for you to be like, I think, you know, you should come in, you should schedule at least an hour long consultation. Or if you want to go deeper into your situation, you may need to schedule a 3 to 4 because that takes about 6 or 7 different things that we do to kind of identify what has happened. Then I go into a big basic questionnaire so I can kind of whittle down what it is that may be contributing to your issue. But if your part is still the same and you blow it out and you're fine, then it's probably nothing wrong. You're supposed to have about, you know, 9,000 hairs, but anything more than that, if you have your whole crown is just gone, but the edges beneath your eyebrows are still the same, something's wrong. If you have the part test and your part is unusually wide, something is wrong. If you have spots that are missing, something is wrong. I have people that lose hair all the way around the back of their nape of their neck. And I'm like, no, I'm not even going to attempt to.
Something is wrong.
Yeah, something's wrong. You need to come in and we need to discuss this.
So let's go back to, Now let's rewind back to you putting everything under the dermoscope and you telling the difference between it shedding, your hair shedding in the telogen phase, or it's shedding in the anagen phase.
Mm-hmm.
So now you found out that they're shedding in the anagen phase. What do you do next to treat them?
It really depends because I have to kind of see, like for cancer, for example, for cancer, someone may be experiencing cancer. They're going to be on some kind of radiation treatment, cancer treatment, their hair is going to fall out in that anagen phase because the hair cell is the most rapidly dividing cell in the body. The skin cells are next most rapidly dividing cells in the body, which is why as soon as you cut yourself, by the end of the day, it's starting to form and heal because the hair and skin cells are some of the most rapidly dividing cells. So whatever is pushing you into having an anagen effluvium, you have to correct that. But for something like that, if you're on cancer medication or cytotoxic, there's nothing you can do about that because you have to wait that out. Your hair will fall out. Then you have to kind of rebound from there. I have run into people who were experiencing poisoning, but they didn't know. And poisonings can be very toxic to the body. And
Hold on. We can't just talk through that. You mean poisoning like what? Like they husband poisoning them or like?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I'm like, child, what kind of poisoning? Like food poisoning?
No. I do what's called hair mineral testing. So I'll take my client's hair and I'll send it off for an evaluation and it will let me know what levels of toxins are in their body. 9 times out of 10, we got to get them to change their water from well water to maybe a public water. Tangent water, yes. Sometimes people will juice and they'll juice all of the seeds. Seeds are not meant to be eaten, like apple seeds. You can develop different toxins from eating apple seeds or.
Mm-hmm. So you need to tell me toxins, okay? Because
we'll force your hair into
a whole lot. So toxins can contribute to your hair falling out prematurely.
Yeah, the herbicides that are in our lawn that we spray on our vegetables. Yes, so that's what
when you say poisoning, you mean the daily the daily toxic levels that we have going on. So does that also include like aluminum from like deodorants?
Mm-hmm. Aluminum from deodorant. I ask all my clients switch to aluminum free deodorants. Yes.
It's so hot. It's so hot. I don't.
Well, Secret has one and I use it. My Secret have one that has no aluminum.
And it's really good.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And it keeps me, you know, fresh all day.
Secret.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Secret. You're getting a little bit. I mean, not that, you know, you don't have the money.
and also I wanted to say, when you wrap your food in aluminum foil, which we've done for decades, that's not good to put your food in aluminum foil. It's not good to heat your food in plastic. All of those are toxic poisonings to the body.
Really? And so how high does the level have to be in your for it to start to cause some type of hair loss? And the hair loss that it's causing is premature hair loss in the anagen phase, correct?
It can with extreme poisoning. Yes. I have to determine your level when I, you know, take your hair as a hair sample and we get it back and we find out. That's how we chip away and whittle down at things, because none of this is done in a vacuum. This is, you know, done with time. Like, we can't like stop everything we're doing
in one. Yeah.
It takes time, because some things you have to eliminate from your life.
So I already hear it. I could hear it in my head. Somebody saying, oh God, forget it. Just give me a wig, honey. This is just too much. This too much. T-E-W. Okay. Mm-hmm. Give me baby steps. You know, bite-sized pieces that I could digest. What is the first step that I should do, right, to detox? Because you did say in the beginning with people experiencing COVID that you tell them they need to fortify, which mm-hmm. includes a detox.
Mm-hmm.
Is there a product that I could buy? Are there pills that I could take, vitamins? Just make it easy for me, because I can't, it's just too much. The toxin right. levels, the water, the aluminum. So what's the, just the basic steps? Step one, to fortify and detox.
Yes, because I tell everyone, I can wrap any conversation around hair. And I say that to say that anything you put into your body can have an adverse effect on your hair, because that hair is different. But when someone comes to me and they are post-COVID, I'll always try to get them to understand, okay, there are residual effects, because the COVID virus changes your DNA sometimes and how your DNA responds from that moment on. Because you always hear them talking about mRNA, that virus affects your DNA, and sometimes it becomes part of your DNA. So now you have to fight to eradicate, you know, your cells from multiplying in that same way as a response to that virus. One of the things that we ask our clients to do is detoxify. You got to get all of that residual buildup out of your liver, because your liver holds feelings, emotions, it holds toxins, it holds
right.
liver. So
how do I do that? Step one.
Yeah, blood, way to do everything. I always tell everyone, if you can, I mean, there are thousands. I have one here too. There are many different types of detoxifying teas. A lot of my ladies and men like to drink tea in the morning or tea at night.
Is there one you can drop, name drop?
Yeah, I mean, we have one listed on our website at hairlosscenternj.com. We have a very powerful detoxifying tea, and it has different things like dandelion and milk thistle and very good items like that. And we have items mixed in it to help control inflammation, because COVID is an inflammatory event. And if you have inflammatory issues, that's why in the Black community, a lot of us experience it a lot worse, because we have so many inflammatory issues that make COVID, when we get it, worse. So that's the first step I say, is detoxify. You got to get out
of here. What's the name of the detox tea?
Dandelion root.
Dandelion root. Okay. Mm-hmm. Of your detox tea on your website.
Yep.
Okay. And so we drink the detox tea, what, once a day, every morning, every night?
If you could, I tell my clients, if you could make a whole big pitcher of it, drink it, you know, just constantly, like all day. Just drink it all day, because you need to really do it for about 2 to 3 weeks. It's not really beneficial to stay on a detox, like a full detox, for longer than 2 to 3 weeks, because then you start purging some things that sometimes will make you sick. That's why you have to give your body some time in between that 2 weeks to just, okay, let me do a woosah.
All right.
We'll see you again in a few weeks.
So step two to detox, what mm-hmm. do we do? So detox is a part of fortifying. So
yes,
the tea you recommend for detoxing, what else do you, is there anything else you recommend for detoxing?
While you're on that journey trying to rebound from the COVID, if you can, if possible, you have to drink a lot of water, because the intestines need water. If you don't drink water, it can make you sick when it's trying to expel waste, because it pulls water from every area of your body to flush that waste out of your right. colon. My next step is always to tell my clients, you have to give your body a colon and kidney gallbladder cleanse. So you're trying to cleanse and move all this waste out. So sometimes your body needs a little bit of help. So that's part of detoxifying as well. Drinking the water, doing a massive cleanse to your body to expel all this waste.
So doing a massive cleanse to expel the waste. Mm-hmm. So basically, because I do need you to help us differentiate detoxes, because there's so many type of detoxes that are being marketed out there. You know, I don't want people to listen to this and run, be like, oh yeah, let me go get that detox, that skinny tea. Mm-hmm. Are there different types of detoxes? And the one that we're specifically targeting is what? Like a liver detox, a kidney detox? Like, what is it that we're specifically targeting?
When I do my detoxes for my clients, it depends on where they are in the spectrum. If they're not moving their bowels regularly and they're having a lot of issues, yes, I have to incorporate a colon cleanse. If they're rebounding from COVID, my first step is making sure they're doing a liver, gallbladder, kidney cleanse, because the two are different. But my goal is just to make sure that they're detoxifying, period, drinking a lot of water and eating as clean as possible, because we don't want to kind of interrupt the flow. You want to make sure you're eating plenty of fresh leafy greens, fruits, minimal cooked foods, you know, mainly sauteed foods, no fried foods, no coffee, no alcohol, because that's all a part of cleansing. It's not easy for everyone to do. It's not easy for me.
Right. But it has to be done. And so so now that we know step one, which is detox to fortifying, what is step two to fortifying your body and your system to kind of rebound, to rebound from COVID?
I follow quite a few dermatologists, hair surgeons, physicians in the game, so to speak, and they are very familiar with hair and how it grows and its processes. It has been clinically proven that if you're consistently taking immune-supporting nutritional supplements or just nutritional supplements, period, you can just rebound and get on track much more quicker than someone who refuses to take a nutritional supplement. And if I could also say, eating as clean and eating as much of your nutrients as possible on the front end will negate the effects of having to take a nutritional supplement.
Mm-hmm. So what are immune supporting nutritional supplements? What, just name one.
You know, everyone is different based on blood type. Echinacea, for example, not every blood type can have echinacea, but echinacea is one.
Echinacea. And what's a good immune boosting food?
A good immune boosting food, I would say, is something very dark, bitter, and green.
Sounds great.
Yeah, like spinach or endive, radicchio, because, you know, it's loaded.
Spinach, though, I could do a whole bag of spinach and then it feels like I'm not getting enough. How much spinach should I be consuming?
Well, as someone who is a proponent of nutritional wellness, you can have a lot of fresh leafy greens because they're, you know, they don't have any calories and they're nutrient dense. Packed with nutrients. So because it's loaded with chlorophyll, and anytime you see something with a whole lot of green in it, it's loaded with chlorophyll, which is good for the liver. It will help you detoxify. And it has calcium, iron, and most of the nutrients, magnesium, everything that we need.
What about drinking chlorophyll? What do you recommend?
That's excellent. I market that. I have plenty of chlorophyll sitting up here on my station. Mm-hmm.
Okay. And the benefit of that is what? For your hair, for the end result for your hair, what is the benefit?
It helps to boost iron and heme levels, or the amount of red blood cells in the body, which are oxygen carrying cells for our hair. So that's one good reason. Also, because of the nutrient density that's part of the chlorophyll, and because it's detoxifying at the same time. I have a lot of clients who just rebound from COVID much healthier, much quicker, because they're taking fortifying foods like chlorophyll, dark leafy greens.
So my question is there a next step to this fortification process, or is that something that we can't necessarily do at home? We do need a specialist for.
Not really. I just tell all my clients, when they do call, if you are rebounding post-COVID, take some nutritional supplements, take something to fortify your immune system and stress less, but you have to make sure you're getting your nutrients in. My clients do not want to take vitamins. Nobody wants to take vitamins.
Wow. What's the big deal?
Nobody ever wants to be responsible for taking anything extra. No one wants to do work, and it requires work, especially if you think you may have hair fallout or some kind of hair issue. The first thing you have to do is start with your nutrient content. You have to. It's the first place you start. Whenever I meet with a client, first thing I'll say is, okay, what is happening in your life? Tell me about what's going on. Number one, do you take vitamins? No, I can't remember. And I don't feel like taking a pill. But you'll take what the doctor give you from the physician's office with that little brown and white label. But you don't want to take nutritional supplements. Mm-hmm. You know, come on now.
Right.
And you don't really care about your hair, because that's where you have to start.
So I just want to, to tie this all in, I just want to ask, because a lot of what you spoke about seems pretty stress related across the board, mm-hmm. with telogen effluvium. So my question is, does this apply? Because I know on this on the podcast channel, I've talked a lot about telogen effluvium being being connected to postpartum hair loss.
Yes.
Does these same steps apply to postpartum hair loss? I don't know if you heard in the blogs recently, a big influencer, I think her name is Taina Williams.
Mm-hmm.
She was talking about, oh my gosh, I'm losing a ton of hair after having her baby.
Right.
And then a whole bunch of younger women in their 20s that just had babies came out saying, me too, I'm losing it. And I think the desperation is, what can we do? What can we do to resolve this? So my question is, does these same steps apply to postpartum hair loss or any type of stress-related hair loss?
When it comes to postpartum hair loss, that's mainly endocrine or the endocrine system. Mm. With some women, that extreme boost in estrogen, our hair is looking good, it's flowing, it's moving, it's growing, it's doing so good, and it's growing long. But then as soon as we disconnect and we let go of that baby and the baby moves out of our womb, then our levels drop so low that particular event, it kind of, does something to the hair that for some women, it didn't happen to me when I had my daughter almost 19 years ago. My hair, it grew so well, but a lot of women don't rebound the same way. Just the mere fact of letting go of that baby, the baby expelling from your womb, and that sudden drop in estrogen, a lot of us experience that post fallout. And I say this to say, there's not too much you can do about it, because you got to let your body naturally resume its endocrine cycles. You have to allow the body to get itself back on balance. And a lot of times, we'll have our menstrual cycle for maybe like a whole month or 4 to 5 weeks after we had the baby. You've got to give it time. You have to. That hair will replenish. You just have to give it time. But I also like to say, if you had an inflammatory process going on in your body, dysmenorrhea, amenorrhea, very heavy blood flow, PCOS, or you had vaginal and uterine issues, your window for your hair rebounding may be longer, because you've got to lock all that down and you've got to support your endocrine system. You got to reduce your inflammation. And I say that by saying, if you can, at the end of this program, get a copy of my book called Inflammation, because that will help you understand what I'm referring to. You have to work on the body's inflammation levels so that you don't have so many endocrine system issues. So if you do have fallout after that baby, you can lock it down because you're supporting your body's systems. Like, a lot of my ladies, they refuse to understand. You've got to listen to your body. If you were already having problems before you had that baby, you may be one of those ones that has a lot of extreme fallout, and it doesn't occur to everyone.
There is so much to unpack, and postpartum is going to have to take you coming back.
Oh, I would love it.
I would love to have you back, because you go in deep. And postpartum is one of those things that so many people are going through, especially in this age group. But listen, I think what we can say across the board, the one thing, and tell me if you disagree, that I get from all type of, whether it's COVID-related hair loss, postpartum, or any type of stress-related hair loss, a nutrient-rich diet and detoxification is going to be key in at least helping to mitigate that hair loss.
Yes.
Listen, I mean, this was good. This was tea. I feel fed. And I intermittent fast. If you don't know, I'm telling you. So I feel fed.
Oh, okay.
So listen, LaRon Quarles, where can, the Supernaturals, the Hair Script family, where can we find you if we're looking for you, if we're in the Northeast area?
If I could share my website, you can find me at hairlosscenternj.com. It's HairLossCenter, nj.com. All one word, no spaces, no capitals, nowhere.
That was, listen, you got a good one.
Mm-hmm. And you can always reach me at info@hairlosscenternj.com. And you can email me anytime and I'll reply. And, you know, we'll get all your questions answered. We'll get you a 15-minute consultation, get you anything that you need to get you started and get you help. But you have to be open. If I tell all my clients on my Zoom, if you're doing this to me on the Zoom, it's not going to work. You have to be like, okay, all right, I will consider that. I'll think about it. Oh, I didn't know about that. But if you do this, you're not my client. You're not ready. Because you have to be open.
Now, I do ask this question. I have to ask for people who, in the back, who want to know, do you accept insurance?
As a matter of fact, because this is more beauty related and trichology is really not seen as something that merits importance, we do not accept insurance unless you are having an alopecia related incident coming from cancer and I'm able to give you a non-surgical hair replacement unit.
Right.
At the same time, you can probably deduct this from your insurance because it's essentially beauty related at this point.
Right. Well, listen, at the very least, if you guys want to know her prices, get on a phone call with her. It's a free 15-minute evaluation. Please drop the name of your book.
It's just called Inflammation. If I can I share the link with you here?
Absolutely, absolutely. All of this is going to be posted. If you're watching us on YouTube, everything is going to be in the link in the description. And of course, we're going to have all this information on Instagram as well.
Mm-hmm. And if they get a copy of this book, they'll automatically be put into our MailChimp system. You'll be able to get regular emails from me. You can always reply to any of the email that you see that sounded good. Oh, I want to know more about this and tell me about this. I give out discounts, prizes. I give away free stuff because manufacturers are always giving me free stuff.
Right.
You get a copy of that book.
If nothing else, guys, if you, mm-hmm. you listen, you want her to put your hair under that dermoscope to tell you what's going on deeper, mm-hmm. deeper, that your naked eye won't see. And then of course, I mean, the mineral test and the toxicity test,
mm-hmm.
that's deep. I wanna know. Listen, thank you so much. This was Certified Trichologist LaRon Quarles. Thank you for being our first guest on season 2 of the Supernaturals podcast.
Thank you, I hope to be back soon.
Yes, thank you.